Well, if you can't tell, I have really enjoyed these 4 weeks of celebrating creation. It is my favorite time of the year. Because I think this is one of those pieces of faith that just really makes sense to me. I really appreciate our connection to the wider universe and this impulse of love and wildness that God creates in us alongside everything else. And I'll admit, I do struggle with parts of creation like mosquitoes, spiders, the freaking amount of rain we've gotten in the last 2 weeks. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little soggy still. I know. It's good for the plants. But I even struggle with my own creatureness. You know, this is something we chatted about a few weeks ago with Humanity Sunday. There are parts of us that is just frustrating. But for the most part, God has created all of this, right? And called it good. And this is an important reminder to me in the midst of the daily chaos, when I struggle to love myself, when I struggle to love the world around me. And we do this season of creation alongside ecumenical people of faith across the world, because they too agree it is good to be reminded of God's good creation. But in recent years, with the growing impact of climate change around the globe, people of faith have also started speaking up. Because, well, if we can't tell the truth at church, where can we tell it? For climate change is indeed real, and it's happening at an alarming rate due to human interaction. And of course, it's impacting people in poverty at a higher rate in these developing countries, where water is becoming scarce, where it is hard to farm, where it is difficult to live. These very delicate, fragile ecosystems are being damaged and we're losing them. And even this week, we have witnessed the devastating aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Our storms are getting stronger. Our summers are more intense. Invasive species like the spotted lanternfly, which looks pretty, but it's here. And you're supposed to squash them when you see them. They're light pink and gray. I was really enamored by the first one I saw, and then I'm like, no, squish. But it's sad. It is sad. And dear ones, it is okay to be sad. Thankfully, in the church, we have a rite for that, not R-I-G-H-T, R-I-T-E. We have this thing called lament. Way back in ancient biblical times, many of our psalms are about this, about being honest with God about how hard life is and how we feel about it. And yet we're also reminded in these scripture readings for today that as people of God, we can lament, but we lament with hope. For when we cry out, creation cries out too. And that all creation deserves to be a part of the good news that God's way of peace and restoration is on the way. For we have hope that the way things are now is not the way things have to be. Throughout Scripture, today, we are invited to be co-gardeners with God, cultivating and making space for new life in all the nooks and crannies, for life will find a way. So instead of me continuing to preach at you today, I want to invite us into a community practice of lament. So first, before we do that, I invite you to take a breath in, then out. For this lament portion, we're going to treat it just like we do our prayers of the people. So I will say a short petition, and then I will say this phrase that you are invited to repeat. Oh God, forgive us. So let us pray. In the beginning, O God, your spirit hovered over the deep. At your call, new life daily unfolded and was blessed. Darkness and light, good. Skies, land, and sea, good. The earth and all that fills it, plants and rocks, the finned, the feathered, the furry, good. And at last, humankind was created in your image, and we too were proclaimed very good. Yet we have failed to draw from that goodness and care for your creation. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. We have misunderstood our calling to be protectors and gardeners. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. We have consumed more than we need, and in the process left little behind for others. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. We have been filled with apathy toward animals, especially those we farm and harvest. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Our governments and businesses keep choosing a quick profit over the long-sustaining health of our planet. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. We mourn today the death of forests, fruitful lands that have become deserts, and polluted air and waterways. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. We grieve for the wild animals, insects, birds, and fish threatened with extinction. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. Receive now, O God, other laments, spoken out loud or in our hearts. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God. O God, we long for a new way of living in partnership with your creation. Strengthen your call within us to tend the earth and all its creatures. Help us live lives of courage in the midst of so many things. May our lives be shaped in your wholeness and peace. And fill us with the hope that all can be restored and shared and saved. In Jesus Christ, amen. Now, like I said, as we lament, we do not lament without hope and joy. And so I want to end this sermon space time with a few more prayers. And these are about the animals and pets and creatures that we live with. So the first petition, I'm going to invite you to name your pet. The second petition, you are invited to lift up the name of pets that you have loved and cherished who have died. And the last petition, which is my favorite, we will name all the creatures that are our favorites. So I'm going to say the octopus, and I'm just prompting you now so that you can be thinking of these things. And instead of forgive us, we're going to say we celebrate you. All right? Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for the gifts of our pets. Who we name now? Roby, Foggy Bottom, Sammy. Through these animals, you have brought us so many blessings. Today, we pause to name our gratitude and to pray a blessing on them. For the companionship of our pets, we say thanks. Bless the animals in our care, that they may know our love through all their days. Oh God, we celebrate you. Oh God, we celebrate you. We remember before you our beloved animal companions who have died, and we name them now. Butterscotch, oh God, we give you thanks for the gifts they gave us and the variety of ways they enriched and blessed our lives. We are confident that you, our Creator, continues to care for them as they rest in eternal peace. Oh God, we celebrate you. Oh God, we celebrate. We praise you with all creatures of the earth, and we name our favorite animal now, the octopus. For all these wild and weird and wonderful beings that came forth from your powerful hand, we give you thanks. For they are yours, filled with your presence and tender love. Awaken our praise and thankfulness for every being you have made, from the rambunctious spider to the web-weaving squirrel. No, wait. Rambunctious squirrel, web-weaving spider, to the loud brazen chickadee and our own human bodies. We give you thanks. We ask that you give us grace to feel profoundly joined to everything that is. Oh God, we celebrate you. Oh God, we celebrate you. We pray that companionship with all these living beings around us will deepen our care for creation everywhere. Help us celebrate your beauty and joy. Help us balance our needs with theirs and lead us in ways together that will be sustainable for all. And all God's people said, Amen.